Sons, I'm sorry to ask you to repeat it, and it's better to find it out now. Pauline, we would like to hear about your children and your grandchildren.
Well, I have two sons, Edgar Robert and Robert Edgar. And Edgar was in the infantry during World War II in the South Pacific. He contracted polio, and when he came back, he was advised not to live in Pittsburgh, but to go to another climate. So I moved to California. Well, out there, he married a girl, Eleanor Goldfarb from Washington, VA. I don't know if I'm saying the same thing. And unfortunately, they lost two children, and I persuaded them to adopt children, which they did. Bobby married a girl from New Jersey, and up until recently, he lived there, but now he's out in California. They're both in the same business. They manufacture women's blouses, and they're very happy. Robert has one son, 12 years old. Edgar has one son, who is 21 years old. They unfortunately lost a daughter last September.
I wonder if the names we asked you, if the names continued in the family.
Oh, no, only nephews. My grandchildren, one's James and the other one's Lindsay. That's his mother's maiden name. No, we lost Edgar and Robert in the shuffle.
Isn't that funny? Because they've come down for a long time. They could have been an Edgar the Third.
He's not an Edgar Jr. He's Edgar Robert. One's Edgar Robert and one's Robert Edgar.
Oh, isn't that... Only the family could keep that quite straight.
And my father objected so to it. He said when they get older, they're going to get their checks mixed up.
Did they?
I don't know. Maybe now that they're in the same business.
Pauline, how would you compare the Jewish life in Pittsburgh today, the community life, with years ago? There are differences.
As I said earlier in the interview, the young people that I knew spent so much of their time at the temple, and the temple meant so much to them. I don't think it means as much today. While they have lecture courses and very... highfalutin people come to speak, the kids aren't interested in that anymore. Maybe the older people are. But I don't believe the children are as interested in religious life as they used to be. And I think it's partly on account of the parents. I know the people that I go with, my closest associates, would never think of having a Friday evening service or going to temple on a Saturday. There's only one person I can name, and that's Dorothy Blumenthal, that goes on Saturday morning to services. And in the older days, we had to. Our parents made us do things.
When you were grown up?
Yes. Too.
When you were mature?
Well, after my father passed away, he used to go to temple every Saturday with my mother. And after he passed away, I couldn't let her go alone. And it became a habit with me. And up until the time I had this eye operation, I went every Saturday of my life. But I hope to resume that as soon as I have this other eye done.
Any other differences you notice in the Jewish community?
Well, I maybe I shouldn't even say this.
Yes, you may.
But, you know, I'm a life trustee at the temple. And the things that we used to discuss and were interested in were all of a religious nature. I went to a meeting about a year ago, and all I heard was money. All they want to think about is money. They have to raise money for this. I said it was like a UJF meeting. It wasn't like a temple meeting. I don't care if this is repeated, because it's the way I feel.
Yeah.
And I think that the whole picture has changed.
It's more money-oriented, mm-hmm. Every phase of
everything. Yes. They have too many programs. I mean, I just recently got a letter that they're going to raise the dues again. Well, I don't think they need as much going on as they do. The council, for instance, does the sort of thing that they're doing at temple. Why do we have to have duplication? And even hospital aid has meetings that could be held at the temple. You know what I mean? But there's much too much duplication in the meetings, I think. I don't know if I should say these things, but that's how I feel.
You think they could be oriented to in different ways to religious
sure,
things?
Sure.
Perhaps they're trying to trap people.
Well, sure they are. You know the temples are losing membership. The school. When I was the chairman of the school, we had 1,320 children in that school. Now they have about 800. And the membership has gone down.
What do you attribute that great difference in the children to? There was a time when everyone wanted to join or to
share. Parents.
They don't.
Another thing, at one time, I don't know if it's true now, a lot of these young marrieds moved to the suburbs, and they had their temples in the suburbs. So why come into Pittsburgh, that great distance, to go to Sunday school?
And we have another Reformed temple in Pittsburgh.
Oh, sure, Temple Sinai. And there's one in Monroeville, and one in Mount Lebanon.
And yet now we have bar mitzvahs,
yes.
Bas mitzvahs.
Well, bar mitzvahs came in because the younger members of the congregation didn't want to belong to two temples, and they wanted their children confirmed bar mitzvah. So they persuaded Rabbi Jacob to have bar mitzvahs. And I don't know that it's meant so much as far as membership's concerned, but at least they have it now.
When you look back, Pauline, what do you perhaps view yourself as your greatest accomplishment of all your volunteer and responsible positions you've had?
Well, it's a difficult question.
Perhaps most self-satisfying.
The most self-satisfying was my nursing.
Yes.
And as far as the temple was concerned, it was a real honor to work as closely as I did with Dr. Freehold. When we built that new building, I was there every day. I worked with him and the architects. I did all the buying of the furniture and the rugs and the drapes. I did everything. And that was very satisfying with the architect. Howard Lefkowitz was the architect. And Alex Shrove, I think, did a little. Not so. And I'm very proud of the building. I think it's one of the loveliest buildings. And even now, I'm not chairman anymore. I had to give that up. I used to have charge of all the bar mitzvah parties and the dinners and everything that went on in weddings. I used to help with the rehearsals. And recently, they've done some more things at the temple. But Morris Balder's wife was very kind. Giving money for. And I helped. She
I'd like to know
decorated the carpeted the hall from the parking lot to the main sanctuary. We changed all the pictures. We changed the light fixtures. We did a lot of painting. And it's really very beautiful now.
So you really still are
doing
because
they,
you
helped. They were
with
kind
this.
To me and asked me to come in and consult.
I'm sure they felt it was important.
But Alice Grafner really took my chairmanship of that committee.
But you're still giving advice on
yes.
decorating
yes.
it, which I hear is perfectly good.
It is. It's lovely. I'm going to talk you into going to town.
No, I was out of town. Pauline, all right, I understand that the nursing would be the most self-satisfying. I can understand. Oh, is that still to you perhaps your greatest accomplishment?
Yes, because the things that I learned then, I can still use now, if you know what I mean, in the nursing field. And if I say so myself, I've been instrumental in getting a lot of people nurses because I happen to know nurses. And it's a very nice feeling to be able to help people. Especially now when nurses are so hard to get. And in fact, I was called in myself during those early days to take care of people when they couldn't get nurses.
It was most unusual for a woman in your, you know, position of a volunteer and the background you have to do this work. It was extraordinary.
It was really great. I enjoyed it.
So, but then I meant, what's second to you?
The temple. Nursing the temple, Travers said. Hospital aid was interesting because it was hospital work. I was always interested in hospital work.
Yes, I understand that. And yet you did council things, too.
Oh, yes, I was very active in council for a time with Ada Berger and Corinne Half and Ruth Ellen. See, then when Ruth Ellen became president of the council, Ruth Ellen Coffin, Mrs. Carl Coffin, that's the time I became president of the sisterhood, so I couldn't do everything, so I talked about the council. But I was always very much interested in the council program. I think they did a terrific job and still are doing a good job, even though I can't attend meetings or do too much.
We wish you would. This has been very interesting, Pauline. We appreciate it a great deal.
Did I give you everything you wanted?
Well, what you gave us is wonderful. Stephanie, would you like to ask any questions?
I think everything's been covered.
We thank you very much.
I thank you. I don't know why I was chosen, but I thank you.
The answer is on the tape. Exactly. No one else could tell us this.